Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome angel channel, medium, and animal communicator, Adria Windhorse Estrabu. We're going to talk about living the new now, angel assist into embodiment, with a specific focus on integrating the new earth energies into the physical body. We will be taking live callers later, so press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand with any questions for Adria, and we'll also do a process guided meditation together as well. So welcome home, star seeds, luminous light leaders, starlight messengers, to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. Know that this is a very safe haven for you, a sacred space, and a soulful sanctuary to be reunited with soul family. This is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. We are beacons of light, the way I see it, creating space for immeasurable grace. And this is a grand invitation to release limitation. And I am dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand and activate and open our angel wings and soar into brilliant new realities and potentials together. So I encourage you to just let go and flow into a new experience of sovereignty, freedom, and boldly claim that as your new upgraded reality and foundation. So we're going to support you with that. Today's show is another Heart Homecoming with Adria. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. Very grateful that you found your way here today. I do want to invite you to subscribe to our show. This is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher. And you can also connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. And now my favorite question, what is the absolute best that could happen today with Adria, myself, and all of you? Please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you want to experience. My intention, as always, is to be a clear ray of divine light and love and selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into healing, vitality, joy, and empowerment for all of us gathered here. And also for loving energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. I want to tell you a little bit about Adria, and then we're going to dive in. She's a conscious channel, a medium. She's also an animal communicator for the purpose of bringing clarity, freedom, and peace. She's the author of Angel Insights for Unprecedented Times, and also Why Did Lemuria Fall? She lives in Sedona, and she works with people all around the world. And so today we're really going to talk about physical embodiment to generate greater health and well-being, and the angels are going to help with that and assist us with that and integrating these new earth energies into the physical body. And they say that this will support us with having a more youthful appearance, living a longer life, and, of course, less disease. So let's go ahead and dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Adria as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm just so moved as you're doing your opening words here. Just so honored to be. I was really tuned in to the callers and so honored to be here with all of you for a moment in your journey. This time on earth is so, I'm just so moved today by this. It kind of surprised me. This time on earth is so precious, and how far we can leap forward together is just so immense. So thank you for inviting me into your journey.
Thank you for being here together. I feel it too. It's very moving today. I mean, there's a a sacredness that I feel with you here. And I'm excited to see what will unfold as the butterflies are flying out my window right now. Always a good sign. Let's talk a little bit about you, Adria, and a little bit about your journey. As I mentioned, you know, you've written books. You've written books about Lemuria. You're an angel channel. When did this start for you? Was it later in life, or were you always connected?
I was connected in a love of meditation since I was a teenager. So I did a pretty deep dive. I lived in ashrams, and that was kind of my passion started for meditation when I was about 18. So in that sense, it's not new, but in terms of finding my groove, my niche for helping in the world, for being connected in a way as a mentor and guide for others, that's been about 10 years now.
Okay, yeah. And as I was sharing with you before we went live, you know, your channeling of the angels has really expanded since you were here last over the, I mean, it's been two or three years, I believe, but describe that. I mean, do you think that has anything to do with you moving to Sedona?
It very well could be that enhanced my capacity to bring in more. There's probably a whole lot of things at play. I think it has more to do with our capacity collectively to shift. So the first wave, the first few years, 2018, 2019, 2020 particularly, the angels were really probably there in their presence, and it was mostly informational because at that time, if you can all remember, we're all freaking out about what the heck is going on in the industry. So it was a lot of information about what's happening for humanity, what's happening on Earth, and so that continues because we still get waves of new, but what's brand new here with me and the angels and how they're working through me is it's gotten really physical. So in the last few workshops, just in the last month or two, they've been leading us through processes to really integrate new earth energies into the physical self. And how do we start to really palpably work with, and so we've been hearing about the new energies and sometimes experiencing them, you know, in the middle of the night or during a meditation, or we don't seem to necessarily have a lot of control over it. And so this is really feels like now it's time to roll up our sleeves and like really play on the magic of these energies. And so this is brand new for me. Mm. I'm very, very excited about it. It's already transforming, as we were chatting before the call. It's already transforming my physical self. So I could say for me, it's really working.
And I told you that's important to me. You know, it just is such an indication of what it's going to do for others. And, you know, when you say the new energies, describe, you know, what that means to you, what the angels share about these new frequencies. Do they discuss or talk about these plasma waves or diamond frequencies? Or how do they describe it and what it is, the new energies coming in?
Yeah, through me, their language tends to be very simple. So they like to give very playful examples, like around playgrounds and ice cream cones, and I don't, you know, just very, very relatable things. So, and it, that depends on who's asking the question, because they'll use the language that's important to them, that's meaning the analogies and metaphors that are meaningful to them. So we could certainly take questions about things like plasma and diamond energies. I don't know if that's what they're talking about. I assume because they sometimes will say, you know, this is called by many names. We're just gonna talk about it really simply here, that it's the same thing. But we'd have to ask them on the call to know for sure. But generally, I would say starting in about 2017 and especially 2018, humanity began to have access to energies that was just unprecedented for us. So energies coming into Earth, and our integration physically has been a little rough at first with these energies, but they are very, very positive from the angelic viewpoint. And so now I think is the part where it becomes a little less rough and more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yeah, we get to really feel sovereign, like you said, of our own life and our own energy, and play with what's available to us now that wasn't in our life previous to now.
And what have they shared with regard to the purpose of these new frequencies? What is their perspective on that? And yours.
Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't tuned into the word purpose so much, but I would say there's been general waves here. The first, you know, the main purpose was around freedom for humanity, sovereignty, like you said, that mm-hmm. coming out of many, 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 many generations, pretty much the whole history of humanity, of a lot of the opposite of freedom. And so I think the first waves of energy have been around that, creating the space for us to come into our sovereign right as individuated sparks of consciousness, we'll say it that way. And the next waves were around clearing ancestral trauma, because there was a decision made. The angels shared with collectives that angels and humans were involved, and I think galactic beings, that it didn't make sense for humans to carry around, like in their DNA and in their energetic field, the trauma of their ancestors anymore. It, instead of helping us learn, it was starting to weigh us down too much. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of ancestral clearing of those old traumas. And now I feel like we're coming into, again, this expression of, okay, now here you are sovereign. You're not weighed down by all this ancestral trauma. What do you want to do? What do you want to create? What do you want to change in your society? What do you want to change in you? What do you playfully want to just experience and express? So it's all over, you know, the spectrum of it depends on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it opens us up to new potentials and possibilities. And as you said, gives us the freedom, the lightness to be able to do that. In your work, Adria, when you're working with people, what are the most common challenges that you notice people having these days?
Well, it's been interesting as I'll answer in a few different ways, because there's kind of different groups of, I'd say for those of us who have been maybe meditating for a long time or in the healing arts, light workers, there was a lot of disorientation again in the last few years, because maybe the passion for those same things suddenly fell away, or just a feeling of that rooted groundedness was no longer there, because the whole earth shifted so much. It wasn't in the same place. So that disorientation, that's one big theme. And I think people are using the experiences of life on earth right now with pandemic and different lockdowns, and whether or not to travel, whether or not to buy real estate. So it's very concrete, you know, same things that we all think about. Should I move or not? Should I travel or not? Mm-hmm. But then the angels work on the layers of, well, you know, part of what you're feeling is because of this global energy. It's not just this one circumstance, or maybe it's a past life thread. So it's individual, but so the themes right now, there's a lot around, I think we really are thinking of housing as the stability in the time of great chaos and change. So a lot of people are asking me about real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's happening for me right now too. Get that. But what's beautiful is you bring in the angels' broader perspective or lens, and it really does help dissolve doubt, uncertainty that can come up with all these things, because they can share with someone, you know, what's really going on to make them feel, or to support them in feeling more grounded, serene, balanced, all of those things, you know, whether it is in any area of their life. And I want to bring it back around to the physicality piece, because because I have noticed personally, I mean, it can seem very, I don't even know what word to use. I feel like we are living sometimes in just different dimensions, and it can be very, it can feel ungrounding at times with these energies coming in. In a very surreal way. I mean, I even noticed yesterday I was driving to this piece of property I was looking at, and it was about an hour and a half away, and halfway there I thought, I was so disoriented at times driving, and I was like, do I need to pull over? Like, what is happening? And then, you know, they passed, but moments like that will happen. And I know it's, and I receive messages all the time from our listeners who go through similar and different things. So what has your experience been with the physical integration of all this, all these energies?
It's become so important for me. I mean, I've definitely experienced things like what you described. Well, all of a sudden, a lot of times it'll just be when I'm standing in my house, because that's when I can tell when energies are different, because I'm in the same place. And I just will suddenly know, wait a minute, I'm not in the same place anymore. I don't know what just happened for me or the earth. It's not, you know, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Right.
So there's that for sure. And I'd say over this last year, despite the wanting to probably my whole life and people telling me, well, you should exercise more or whatever, you know, it's important to be physically embodied. I really didn't know what that meant. You know, I did my best to keep up with the physical side, but I've always been more interested in the metaphysical and meditation and, you know, the heart space. And now all of a sudden I'm finding I just crave it. I want to be out on a hike. I like doing physical work with animals. And the more that I do that, the more I feel the ability to do this kind of work with channeling angels and to feel integrated and balanced and powerful and strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's somehow the impulse is just, it's become more and more seamless. So the glow that I was used to thinking of as kind of a dissociated thing, like I'm going to leave my body on the mat here and go meditate and find the glow. The glow now is feeling more and more integrated into my physical self, which is really fun. Something I've wanted but not known how to achieve for a long time.
That's wonderful to hear. And it has been one of the most important pieces in my daily life, is physical exercise, physical movement for years. And it is so supportive in integrating things and staying clear, confident, grounded, centered. And it's been a part of my daily practice for years. And even now I find it more important than ever. So do you feel that this would be a good time, Adria, to maybe go through, I know you wanted to, lead us through a process, which would be for exactly what we're talking about, physical embodiment. Is this a good time to move into that?
Yes, absolutely. I felt that coming too. I started to get chilled. That sometimes happens to me when the angels are, they're like, we're ready.
I'm ready too. I'm looking
beautiful.
Forward to that.
So, I'll sort of step aside. I'm a conscious channel, so I'm still here as well. And the angels will let us know who's speaking. It's angels Ariel or Raphael through me most of the time. So I'm going to let them lead this process, and we'll just take it from there.
Okay, beautiful.
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. Yeah, so each of you listening here, whether present in the live moment or recorded live moment, because it's live for you, if you can come into a seated posture, so not driving or watching television or doing dishes, but just fully present in your energies towards a physical embodiment of New Earth. That's our aim here today for you. So the type of seated posture is not so important. What's important is that you're allowing your spine to be alert, awake here. You can have your eyes closed or open. But you're really allowing that, okay, this time, these minutes here are just for me and integrating the physical energies. I'm not distracted with other things right now. So that said, what we want to invite you to is to come into awareness of the lower belly, so below the belly button. This is called different things in different traditions, but we'll just say the energy center, power center there in the region of the belly. Just bring your focus there. You don't have to use your hands, although you may. It's not important that you know what that energy looks like. We just want to bring your focus there. So here is one of the primary opening places in your physical self. It's like a doorway for you into the new energies and for the new energies into you. So it goes two ways. First, we're going to start with you because that's what you're most familiar with. Walk through into some of the new energies and then walk backwards. Not as if you're walking backwards on a path, but we mean the other direction from the new energies back into yourself. It's important to learn both directions because what many people have said is sometimes these energies are overwhelming. It's good to have a mechanism to come back a little bit into comfort zone. So if you are feeling the energies are too high, whatever, wherever you are, you know where to go in the physical self to direct the energies. Okay, let's cool this off a little bit. Let's come back into what I used to feel was normal. I need to feel safe and not alone in this wide world of energy for a moment. So you get to decide how much energy to take in at any given moment. So where you might have felt a little bit at the mercy of these waves of gorgeous energy, but you know you weren't in control of how strong or when, this tool can help you when you want to feel more open to bringing in the energies. And also when you're feeling a little oversaturated and you just want to watch television or be with your wife for an hour and you just want to calm down, also going back the other direction will teach you how to do this. Because the energies now, it's important to note, are open, meaning it's new, yes, but it's not like an astrological event or portal that's going to close. So for any foreseeable future, we see this being open for you. And that means there's no rush to digest all of it today or tomorrow, right? So that's why it's important to give yourself the grace and compassion. Okay, that was great. It was enough for today. Please take me back to comfort zone. So we'll work with that. So coming again to this awareness of the belly region below the belly button. Just breathing in and out at whatever pace is comfortable for you and being aware of this part of the body. We're going to imagine now, and this is literally how we see it, but it's all right if you just imagine. You don't have to see it yourself. We're going to imagine this is like a round doorway. And it goes through into the energies of New Earth. So you're going to walk your physical self through this open portal into the new energies and just feel what that feels like. It might feel like an aliveness to some of you. It might feel like a sudden shock, like cold water or a deep, deep breath in, like a sudden surge of energy. So just being with whatever that is, that sensation of walking the body into the new earth energies. Because the difference now in the new earth energies is they're meant to be embodied. This is not an astral travel or an out-of-body experience. This is an in-body experience. You're taking your body into these energies and just allowing yourself to feel what that is. It might feel quite new. For those of you who've been playing in fifth dimensional or other fields, energies like this, it might feel nice and lovely and beginning to feel quite familiar. And you're walking into it with the body now. So we're keeping the body with us as we take our intention into these energies and just palpably feeling, what are they? What are the energies? Not trying to judge or control it. We're just noticing, what are they? And holding that space in the lower abdomen region open to these energies, just for now. And now we're going to practice walking back. It's not that you can't in 5 minutes come back to this gorgeous space again, but we do want you to know both directions so you don't get spaced out, oversaturated. So coming back is just that. You bring your awareness back into the physical self and imagine this round portal aperture opening. The door is gently closing shut there. So then you're in your physical space and it's different now, right? You've already received, taken in quite a bit of the new earth energies just in a moment, just a few minutes here. So what you experience now in the physical self might feel much more alive, much more awake. But that aperture now is closed, so it's not just as a default left open where you're just taking in more and more and maybe it becomes to feel uncomfortable. Again, take this at your pace. You can go in and out of this doorway as many times per day, per hour, per month as you like. There's not any prescription we would get from the angelic in terms of how often or how much. If you are feeling all of a sudden like you wake up in the middle of the night and you're flooded with gorgeous energy, sometimes you just want to bathe in that. But if it's uncomfortable for some reason, you could check in with this part of your physical self and see if it's wide open and just invite it to close up for a little while so that you could integrate, relax a little bit again into the comfort zone. So if you've been sitting and you're anxious to stand up or move your legs, you can do that now. If you'd like to open your eyes again and start doing the dishes again. This is the end of the formal process, but again, we invite you to use this as much or as often as you like.
Okay, beautiful. You know what felt really supportive, Adriel, was the sharing that there's no rush to digest it all. You know, we can close that portal whenever we wish. And have you noticed, there's some questions in the webcast about people having interesting or odd dreams lately. What do you think that is about?
I've had that too. Much, much more active dreaming in the last couple months. Let's ask the angels. That's okay. So I'm going to have an immediate answer for that. This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So the dream space, like many other parts of mental functioning and visionary functioning, are coming online in new ways. So for some of you, a rare few of you, dreaming has been your primary method of spiritual focus for years now. So this is not new for you. But for most, what's happening is sort of like the turning on of a machine or the clearing out of passageways. Well, we're not saying you're a machine. We're using that as an analogy. But there is circuitry there in the brain, both in the visual cortexes, the imagination, and then for many of you, the dream space is quite real. You're learning there. You're imagining something. You're learning from it. And you're making choices or decisions based on what you learn. So the dream space is not unlike your waking living space in that sense. So it's another tool you have for learning. Sometimes out of compassion for yourself, you don't want to have that whole nightmare experience, for example, in the daily life, like getting stuck on an airplane or losing a loved one. But there's something in your consciousness that wants to work that out. So that's happening now more and more in a very, we would say, real sense in the dream space. So you as a soul are working through some of these challenges and questions in a compassionate way where it feels safe. You're not going to lose the game. You're not going to lose yourself, even if it gets a little thorny there in the dream. More and more as you become compassionately able to do this in waking life, you'll feel comfortable exploring those situations in daily life as well. But for now, we'd say dreams for most people feels like a safer way to play out brand new ideas, fears and threats, and so on. So it's quite real.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And if you guys have questions, comments about anything that we've talked about so far, we will take some live callers, so star 2 to raise your hand. And I will also check in the webcast because quite a few of you are writing in that way. I'm trying to think if there's another question to ask. What were we talking about earlier, Adria? And these, there was a question I had about, the purpose of these new frequencies. And you and I discussed, you know, freedom and mm-hmm. all of this. What is their response to that?
If I could give one word, and then we'll pass it over to them as well, it would be mm-hmm. unlimited. You know, they keep saying over and over, both in private sessions and groups, you're truly unlimited now. So I think that's the purpose, is to give us the tools to be unlimited. But let's ask for clarification. This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. Yes, it's two things. One is the palpable connection to the unlimited. In other words, what are the gears and mechanisms in your life expressed through your physical self and your energetic self that allow you to be unlimited in a very practical sense? That's the energies we're talking about today. Also, as a spiritual being, a soul being, and they're not distinctly different, but the soul, you know, transcends this lifetime. It's not limited to what you express here in this life. So the soul being is also learning and growing. And these energies are allowing also different frequencies of light knowledge. So it does expand the soul in a learning sense, as well as change your the availability of your circumstance on a practical level, which can be both for the soul and the physical being.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, it sort of ignites us. These new energies ignite us, and they ignite memories, capacities. And I love what you said, though, about the unlimited nature. It reminds us and empowers us to step into that unlimited capacity that we have as souls to create. That word creation just keeps coming up, like we're here to create. Okay, I'm reading now some of the questions that are coming in. A lot of them about the physical body. So, okay. All right. Adria, thank you so much for all that you've been sharing. I've been having a lot of anxiety blended with nervousness in the body, which is unusual for me. What is the best way to deal with these feelings?
Yeah, so right away, this is Adria, and we'll ask the angels too on this one. I just want you to notice or ask yourself, is it really anxiety or nervousness? Because, you know, when you're really excited about something.
I was just thinking that too.
Right?
Yes.
In the physical body, it feels exactly the same as when you're nervous. So it might be that in most of the life up till now, when you felt this way, you were nervous about something, but you actually might be really excited about these energies are kind of lit up, electrified by them. This is Raphael. Absolutely, yes. So what happens, because you have consciously, dear, been entering into the fields of new energies here for quite some time, what happens is that you start to get almost electrified, and we mean this in a positive sense, like you become enlivened in a physical sense. And then the brain says, hold on, what's going on? So this is the layer that is anxiety. Is this all right? I don't usually feel like I'm plugged into an electric socket. Should I feel this way?
That makes me a little anxious.
Yeah, so pacify, learn both. We say learn to say to the mind, yeah, great, you notice something's different, but I think it just feels like aliveness and energy, and there's nothing in my life that feels like a big flag that I need to be aware of. There's an anxiety. So yes, learn to discern the difference there.
Perfect, beautiful. Joy from California just said, Dear Adria and Carrie, thank you for the process. I felt a shift in my heart. I recently was able to perceive and see the inner light of my being. At least this is what I believed it was. May I ask for some insights regarding that? Thank you so much, love and blessings.
Yeah,
so she was able to perceive and see the inner light of her being, and that's what at least what she believed it was. Any insights on that?
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Absolutely, yes. So you're coming into, as many people are coming into different gifts, abilities, skills, whatever you like to call them. For you, you're coming into some visual gifts, and it felt safer for you. Each person does this in their own way. It felt safer for you to perceive your own self first because you have a high degree of trust in yourself, you personally. So yes, you're perceiving your inner being, and that's a preparation to begin to perceive other things.
Thank you. There you go, Joy. John from New York said, Dear Adria, any insights from the angels on how to heal my body for a serious health condition? That's John.
Yes, this is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So there's two things here for you to know. One is from angelic perspective, it's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely possible for you to do this in this lifetime. You don't have to wait to come in as a healthier body in another time and space. This can happen in the body you're in. So one, we would suggest start playing with the energies that we did today already on the call. That's free and available to you at any time. And sometimes when you have that restlessness at night, this is a good way to use the energetic awakeness for good purpose other than fretting about your health. And the other is that gently, and we can provide some tools for this, it's good to start working with your belief systems, because that's the only, there's two things. There's the positive of bringing in the new energy and letting go of the negative, which is your belief system that you have a physical issue that needs to continue. So the changing of the belief system is quite important as well. This is Adria. So it just so happens that one of the packages has a workshop on this, the new belief systems. We'll probably talk more about that in detail later, but I just wanted to put a little flag in that. Belief systems are another one of the big areas that angels have been working on in the last few months, because when you come into Be Unlimited, well, we also have this history. And our brain reminds us of all the times we fell down and all the times we couldn't do it, and we've always had these particular limitations. So that we gently need to work with ourselves around changing our belief systems, because they're really one of the only things holding us back anymore, which is pretty exciting.
Thank you for that. And John, thank you. Okay, lots of people are writing in. I will go to some live callers as well. So Anala from Mexico said, Hi, Adria and Carrie. I would love to know if the angels have any messages for me because I've been wanting to change careers and move to another country since last year, but I have not had any progress and lack clarity on next steps. Any insights would be helpful.
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So the time is now for you to daydream or form your wishes in quite a concrete way. In other words, not what's possible, not what's practical, but what do I want? And then soften yourself a little around this need to do it, to make it happen, to have the timeline, the spreadsheet, and so on. So you're where you have your active, most powerfulness in this is in creating, here's what I want. And then soften. Remember, you have angels, you have guides, you have your own intersection with divine timing. So it's not, this is not for you to effort it into being. It's for you to receive. So when you know what you want and you can soften into this understanding, this is for you to receive, you can relax about needing to press it forward.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful advice. Because that's what creates the resistance to it.
That would apply to a lot of us, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, thank you, Nala, for that. Diane from Portland, she said, Adria, that was a wonderful transmission you gave us, allowing the energy in and the bringing energy back into the moment. I love the perspective of seeing the old story of anxiety more as aliveness and excitement. Me too, Diane. What a shift. Love you, Carrie. Love you too, Diane. And she said, thank you, Adria. Your feminine presence of holding us all is golden. That was sweet.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And Jackie from Washington said, thank you for the wonderful visualization. I'm feeling very powerless and a bit trapped now. I believed in all you're saying about unlimited creation, but somehow I'm not able to reach this truth or change my situation at this time. I feel it's aging me and there's some loss of hope. Is there any recommendations or suggestions to remedy this?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I want to just chime in first before the angels on this one. You know, this is, we're talking about a change that, you know, maybe in the first few days or years or generations of humanity, they had some kind of freedom and sovereignty like what we're talking about now. But basically, this is completely unprecedented. So please don't any of you feel like, oh my gosh, I haven't figured it all out yet.
Right.
This is so new. It's so new. And so have compassion. It's really like suddenly, being in a totally different world. And this is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Yeah, so here we would suggest, because what's happening for you with your personality type right now is your belief is that either it's all the old way, which in your mind right now is stuck. It's not the way we see you, but it's the way you see you. And then, or it's completely, you know, flying free in the new energies, and that's the being you want to be. You envision, see yourself there. But, you know, there's a road between where you are and where that is. And we see you flying in those energies, and it doesn't take very long. We're not saying that it's a hard road or an efforted road. But it is one step in front of the other. So one meditation at a time, one new practice at a time, learning a new way of breath. And it comes naturally and easily for you, but it happens best if you don't expect it's like the switch that goes from off to on, and understand that those subtle integrations and the subtle shifts are what makes it possible for you to bring your physical self into the new energies. If you did it all at once, that's one of the reasons why, although it's still quite forceful for many of us, it's happening over years, not minutes, for humanity, because it takes time to integrate into the physical self. This is what's new about it, not the energies, but the fact that we are physically integrating them.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie, thank you for your openness and transparency with that. I know you are not alone in feeling that way, and there are these. I love what you shared, though, Adria, because it doesn't have to be one or the other all the time, and that's really important to remember and to have compassion for ourselves going through this unprecedented experience.
All of these questions, I want to thank each of you because they're so relatable and they help all of us, you know, we learn together. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jackie. And so much love to you, Jackie. Madalena in Calgary said, hi, Carrie and Adria. Thank you for today's beautiful show. I would love to ask Adria and the angels, who are the angels that would like to help me as I'm going through some transitions in all areas of my life, professional, family, relationships, and financial. I feel my soul fragments have to unify back as a whole, as I fragmented due to a lot of drama and trauma in the last 5 to 10 years. Thank you so much, love and light from Calgary.
Oh my gosh, as soon as you started reading this, who are the angels? And I see this whole crowd of them. And they're like, me. And so much like, well, you know, who are the angels who are not ready? There's so many who are ready, but we'll see specifically. But I can tell you visually, I saw clearly right away, there's a lot of angels rushing to your assistance here. And that the beautiful thing about angels for each of you to know here is that they do wait to be asked. So there's exceptions to this, but just to keep on this topic, I would say ask. It doesn't have to be out loud. It doesn't have to be a particular form of prayer. But if you want something to change in your life, you'd want to ask, okay, angels, and you don't have to know their particular names. I want you to intervene and help me with this. And just be clear about what it is. This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. Yeah, so countless angels for each of you, and certainly for this caller, are awaiting your wish. It is like a long, long, amazing band of angels waiting in line to be of service, waiting for the privilege to be asked. So when you think of angels, please don't think that you need to hold your wishes as if you only had a few angel wishes granted in a lifetime. Really, there are so many angels flooding this planet at this moment, waiting for your wish, your particular wish. And it can be frivolous, it can be profound, it can be heartfelt, it can just be a curiosity. Know that the angels are here for you. Absolutely. There's no pre-qualifiers with angels. It's just to ask.
I think that is so important. That is so beautiful that they are just waiting for the privilege to help and to be asked for help. That is beautiful. And Madalena, I hope that that was helpful to feel all the support that is there for you. And thank you, Adria. Mona said, Adria, your voice is like soothing music from the universe. She said, thank you both for this beautiful call. I'd love to ask you, what is in my way to move forward and find my purpose? I just can't seem to find my place in the universe. Thank you with much love. That's Mona.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the angels are asking me to speak to this. I have a lot of personal experience, and also this one is very universal, so I can speak to this generally first. So what happened for a lot of us, I would say most of us, in around 2018, and we're again invited to take this at our own pace, so that's not really a set in stone, that's just sort of a guideline there to let you know around when it started to happen. We basically finished the contracts we had for this life. So that kind of sense of life purpose or destiny, all those things that were pulling us forward, for a lot of us kind of dropped off and left us feeling kind of lost. Doesn't mean that we lost our way. It means we kind of graduated, completed a lot of the major things of this lifetime. It also doesn't mean it's time for us to exit. For most of us, I'm sure for some people it is, obviously. But what it means is now we are the creators while still in the life. Instead of the plan that we made before coming into this life, now is the time you're facing that blank page and you can paint with any color. So this is a bit daunting at first. Wait a minute. What am I supposed to do? We're so used to that, right? The pull of destiny, the pull of what we decided before coming into this life. But when you've completed those things, now it's the bravery to just try anything. It could be something small. It could be something profound. Just start learning how this creative process works. Because then when you come to understand what's the big next thing you want to do, or maybe you want to contribute on a more global level for healing or societal change, you'll know how the energies work so you can then use them for that. So anything goes. You know, you could do something very small, very creative, very personal. But I would say almost all of us who are sensitive to living a conscious life are experiencing this in one way or another. So you're not alone in this, and you're absolutely in the right place to feel completely at a loss with what's next, because we're no longer waiting to be told or hinted from the outside or from our, you know, destiny plan. Okay, here's what's next. All the angels, all your guides, you're just kind of waiting. What do you want? What do you want to be next? We're here to help you, but what do you want? It's a very big
right. Step. Unlimited. It is unlimited. That was really fascinating what you shared about our contracts are completed or were completed. And so, and someone was sharing with me, one of my good friends the other day was talking about how the blueprints that we came in with are changing. Like we are, and it sounds like the same thing you're saying, that previous contracts or blueprints are kind of void and anything's possible now. Is that because of what's possible now because the frequencies on the planet have risen more than maybe we anticipated when, you know, developing a soul plan to come into this life?
Well, I think for a lot of us, our big plan was for us to help get humanity to this moment we're in now, where we did get to the other side and we've come into freedom and to the unlimited. We might not know how quite to use it yet because it's brand new, but we're here and we have access to it. That's the important thing, right?
So
we get to keep parts of our old blueprint if they still serve us, if they still feel fun.
Mm-hmm.
If we can pull in some new ones, or we can try out other things. We're also not asked to make big commitments to things, so that it might not feel like this is my new life passion. Maybe it's what I want to do for 6 months and then we'll see.
Right.
But I think the reason has a lot to do for most of us with the fact that the most important thing, since this is huge and kind of unprecedented and kind of unwieldy, we're getting humanity to this point in the first place. And then what we do with it is, that's kind of, I think most of us left that open to, well, I don't know, let's see, because we don't know what that feels like yet.
It's exciting and, you know, it can be daunting. So, but it's whatever we want it to be. Okay, I'm going to go to Cindy now from Burnaby. Such a great call today. I, too, have a health issue, tinnitus ringing in the ears, and I've been calling on the angels, but it isn't improving. Are there particular angels I should be asking blessings? That's Cindy.
Yes, this is Raphael, Angel Raphael. You can call on Raphael, we would say, is a good fit for this particular. Understand what's happening with you. This is not for everyone on the planet who has tinnitus, but for you right now, what you're learning is tuning into new audio frequencies that did not exist in your lifetime before now. So your physical body, your hearing, is trying to adjust to how much of it to take in, and trying to adjust to what is the purpose of these new frequencies. So although we've been using the word energies, it's also equally true to say frequencies. And some of you, even if like you, this hasn't been a major facet of your life so far, some of you are more auditory. So the way you translate and understand this is going to be very, very much in the hearing realm. So you might be surprised. We would not be if you move more into realms like music or magical learning through frequencies, audible frequencies. For now, it's a discomfort because you're adjusting to hearing things you did not. So call on Raphael for the ease and grace to open up. And we would say, instead of wanting it to go away, if you can shift the focus to listening more closely, not that it has to be listening precise, but in other words, in accepting and receiving the signal you're receiving rather than trying to block it out or make it stop. That's going to help quite a lot with the adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Adria. Thank you, angels. What I'd like to do right now is go ahead and talk about your special offers, and then we'll come back and take more questions because there are a lot more here.
Sure.
Okay, so you have created two beautiful offerings for our community. They can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link at the top of the page, and then you will see Adria's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture, and it'll take you to these two offerings. So offer A is called Stepping Into the Now. It is a three-part video course led by the angels, 6 hours long, and I'm going to let you describe this in just a moment, Adria. And then you've also included two angel conversations. They're live angel channeling calls, Saturday, October 23rd and Saturday, November 13th. So first, Adria, the video series, tell us about this.
Yeah, so this is also very new. We were speaking about how the angels are working in new ways through me, and this is those practical tools of, okay, now we know the energies are here. We accept that mentally. we've gone through a lot of trauma clearing. Now what do we do? You know, how do we actually use these energies in a very practical way? So this is three different workshops that you can watch at your own pace. They're each about 2 hours. The first talks about, and these are all from the last few months, so it's very, very new in the energies here. The first talks about the potential within the formless, in other words, the void space. So the angels take us into the void space that contains the unlimited, and how to let go of some things we no longer want to carry around in that space, and also how to draw some of the unlimited from the void into our physical life. And part two is around new belief systems. We touched around the importance of that already today. Basically, if you're physically fit, but your mind still says, I'm ill, that creates a conflict, and your world really reorganizes around your belief system. So they're very, very important. So the angels walk us through how to change our belief systems. And part three is really kind of a magical, this one was a big surprise to me. It's a process they call benedictions for the new human, and coming into a white light template for your free from ensnarement, and creating our imprint into this life from that place. So physically it looks like almost like a crown of white light, not like the crown chakra, but like a circlet crown coming up from the head, and it's just gorgeous. So they took us into how to do that.
Beautiful. So those are the three parts of the three-part video course, and it feels very expansive.
It's
the best word I can come up with. So that is part of offer A, plus the angel conversations, two live channeling sessions. These will be recorded and conducted via Zoom, computer or phone audio. So anything that you want to share on that? I know that you're just going to open it up and allow these angel conversations to flow, but is there anything else you want to add about them?
Yeah, so those monthly channeling calls, unlike this call today or workshops where there's a theme in advance, I don't know until the call starts what it's about. So sometimes it's very, very informational about what's happening in the new energies. Sometimes it's more of a process, like the one they did with us today, but they'll take a little more time with it. These calls are usually about an hour, hour and a half. So it can be like a guided meditation or a process. I just don't know. And then there's time for questions. So we usually stay on one or two.
You just show up.
I just show up, and it's glorious. It usually answers a lot of my questions about, you know, oh, I've been feeling this and I don't know what it is. And it'll come up on a group call usually.
Beautiful. So offer A is $93. We have the three-pay option. If you're feeling in resonance with everything that we've been discussing here today, and Adria, this is a wonderful opportunity to explore more. And then offer B includes all of offer A plus an individual one-hour session with you in channeling the angels. And, of course, that would also be recorded. So these sessions, what can you share about that?
It's really anything that's valuable to you. So people often ask me, well, what questions can I ask the angels? Well, it's unlimited. So some people really use the time to go into, you know, what are some of my new gifts or skills, or I've had this healing practice for 20 years and I'm not interested in it at all. What do I do next? And for some people, it's on a practical level with family, or we mentioned real estate that's been coming up a lot. So really anything that's feeling like, sometimes we go into past life reasons or connections, you know, what's happening with this person in your family and why. So it's really up to you, but I'd say it's focused on your questions or areas of life that you want to get a new perspective on, as you probably have got a sense from what the angels are sharing here. They're very practical, but they also might come from a direction, a perspective that's surprising and new to you on a topic that's been, you're kind of going around on the wheel. You can't really get out of your own way of thinking about it. And the angels just come in gently and say, well, you know, you could think of it this way. Mm-hmm. And can be a tremendous shift, gentle but tremendous.
Yes. And I can only imagine how much could be addressed. I mean, you were able to bring through some really potent messages for the individuals so far in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, they're fast. They're very fast and concise. So it's one of the reasons why I recorded the call, because you have to stress out about writing everything down. It can be a lot of information. Yeah.
Wonderful. And that offer B is, where was it? $186 with a three-pay option, if that is helpful to any of you. So, Adria, thank you for creating those and providing this opportunity for people to play in the spaciousness. Yes, in the unlimitedness of it all. So I'm going to go back to the webcast, because I feel like we're getting through a lot of them, and I feel like they're very beneficial for everyone. So I'm sensing this is a good way to continue. Let's see, where did I leave off? Eleanor from Ireland said, I'm selling my house, but I have no idea where I'm going. I have a feeling I'm going to move countries, but not sure where. Trusting that all will work out for my highest good and it will be revealed as I take each step, but I would love your advice, or rather confirmation, that I'm doing the right thing. That's Eleanor.
Absolutely, yes. This is Raphael. So Angel Raphael will speak specifically here, but also broaden this to help others, because many are in a similar boat here, not necessarily with a home sale, but something similar, where what you really need in when you come into living now, so many teachers have talked about this for generations, right? Live in the present. And we thought we know what that meant. And then we came to this present, and it feels like, well, we don't even know what the world will look like tomorrow. So there's a lot more trust involved, it seems, for many here. So we would say for you, yes, it really is one step at a time. It will not become clear, we would say, until the final contract is signed, the final money is in the bank, what the next step is. Of course, there's an interim there where you need to know at some point, well, I have to be out of my house, so where do I live for the next month or less? You know, there's an interim step, but please have courage and faith here that you will not know until that moment what's next, and that's all right. It's meant to be that way for your divine timing, because what's opening for you in your path as a possibility, probability here, it isn't there yet, even though you're so close to it. So to broaden this now, for many of you, because you're creating and living at the same moment, and this is new for humanity, to ask what's in my future or what's next after this is, well, you better ask yourself. If you want to plan it out that far in advance, you may, but we'd say it's more powerful, more palpable when you keep it a little simple in these times. What right now is so obvious that I want to address in my energetic field, or what right now is so obvious in my kitchen sink or my work day that needs to be addressed? Or what do I most want now, you know, if I'm not sure about the rest of my life, what do I most want right now? Is it a relationship? Is it a peace from physical symptoms? Is it to grow into new skills? That's up to you. So choose one thing or two things, and don't expect to know 5 years from now because you haven't created it yet. Part of the reason you haven't created it yet is because everything's so new, you don't know the flavors yet. Like a buffet, a brand new buffet, you've only tasted one or two of the items on the buffet menu. You're not being asked to decide, okay, now what do you want to eat for the rest, the next 20 years based on what you see and think is on the menu. No, taste them, taste it all and then decide. You will settle in, we'd say collectively here, most of you, into a new groove for yourself that could be long-term, but right now things are not long-term. Because you don't know what the new energies feel like, taste like yet. Not because you're lost or because you're clueless or slow, but because how do you decide when you don't know what all the variables are? Makes sense, right?
Yeah. That was a wonderful response. Thank you. Okay, let me see. I wanted to read, let's see, John wrote back in to say thank you so much, Adrienne, Carrie. I am deeply touched and grateful for your message, and it's true about my old negative belief system. It has to go. Bless you both. Thank you, John, for the feedback. Really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Joy also wrote back in and said, wow, thanks. Thank you so much, both of you. This is something I didn't expect. How wonderful. Many blessings and love. That was from Joy. And then who else had written back in? Jackie wrote back in and said, thank you, Adrienne and Carrie, for your loving support. I feel such relief knowing that, yes, this is a process and there is a middle road. I've been putting so much pressure on myself to be instantly strong and brave and forcing myself to know all the answers. I feel a shift. Thank you both. Perfect, Jackie. Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Love, love, love hearing that. Okay, Lindsay.
That's what we're here for.
let's see. Lindsay said, thank you, beautiful ladies. This is such a wonderful call. My angels seem to be reaching out with a message for all of us. Can you see what they want to bring to me and who they might be? That's Lindsay.
And this is Raphael. Yeah, so the message they're bringing through is not so much something to be spoken on this call, but for you to know you are now, if you choose it, coming into a time of being a spokesperson yourself for angelic love and message to the world. So this is the pull, the call in yourself, specifically, individually here, if you wish it, to become a messenger for the angelic into the world.
Hmm. Well, that's nice to know. There you go, Lindsay. An angelic spokesperson. What a wonderful opportunity. Okay, let's see. Sunny from New York City, or from New York. Beautiful souls and angels. I have difficulty embodying my true nature and light. Any guidance about that? Thank you so much, Sunny.
This is Raphael. Again, we'll take this as a group question because many, many of you have it, those listening now and listening in the now that comes later in the recording sense. So it's not that you are broken or sad or late to the party. Embodiment of energy for those, except for those rare beings, like maybe the Buddha, full embodiment of energy is palpably new. What's happening that's different now is it's now accessible to everyone. Not everyone is going to embark on this journey. So we don't mean that not everyone's qualified, everyone's invited. Not everyone's going to have interest in this. And yet it's open to all. So for you to understand this is new for everyone, please don't feel that you're slow in this. Not at all. Not at all. You really are coming into a moment that is brand new. It's not just about new for your lineage or new for this generation. This is new for humankind. So the fact that you are present and willing to learn at this moment means you are actually at the front. You are in the first waves of people learning this. You're not behind at all. You are like the pioneers of your day.
Yes. Beautiful message. And I love how all of these questions from all of you are so supportive for everybody.
Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, beautiful.
Let's see. Madalena wrote back in and said, wanted to say thank you so much to both of you and to Angel Raphael and the crowd of angels. As Adria started to speak, tears started flowing. I felt the love of the angels and I felt supported, which is so comforting to me. It feels good to know I just have to ask and I will be supported. Thank you from my heart. That was from Madalena. Beautiful, my dear. Cindy wrote back in and said, wow, spot on, Adria. My hearing is very acute and getting more and more sensitive. I'll definitely take your advice. And, okay, now, Nora from Victoria said, hello and thank you for this program. In the past 8 months, I have retired. My final parent has transitioned and the family home has been sold. My past is gone and we have all these new energies, but I feel I can't see in the bright light, though I am excited. Will something nudge me in a particular direction? That's Nora.
Yeah, this is Adria. So I want to speak generally just first, and we'll definitely check with the angels too. But so, you know, the clear answer, first answer is no. You need to nudge the world which direction you want to take. And if you're wrong, you know, the really fun part, I've been experimenting, playing with us now with the angels for a few years, and I do understand like how scary this is. I absolutely do. The really fun part is if you get it wrong, like if you wish for something and then you get it and it's like, well, I was really close, but only 70% of the way there. It's so easy to shift. It's very, very different in my experience than in the past, or once you have something, you're kind of locked into the next 10 years or something. It's so easy and fluid now. So just pick something small, you know, it's something that you know you want and start there. And then it is going to build, like the angel said, we'll come into maybe a new normal where for each of us we find our new groove, but not yet. Right now we're still learning, so choose little things where you can learn how the energy works and whether that thing that you think you might want is something that really you want to live in for a while. This is Raphael. Yes, take it small. Think for you of the smallest wish you can imagine and start there. It's not time to make the whole new grand life plan vision board. It's time to choose a flavor of ice cream.
I love that. Oh, wow. That is such an important message. It seems to be a recurring theme today for us to really... Right? Like not fit, like yeah. Feel like we have to have it all figured out for the rest of the lifetime. Like really try and take it as it comes, because
So I just feel the weight of that. I don't know if that's me personally or collective. I just feel like this huge weight burden was lifted off of me. Like, oh my gosh, thank you. I don't have to decide that. I don't have to know that. Oh, great.
Well, and they're not these like lifelong commitments. I think that was a huge message. You know, because I think that can be daunting to people, like, oh my gosh, you know, about moving or about this or about that or about it, just it could just be for now and just enjoy it for now until the next now is inspired, you know, the next new. Okay, Sunny wrote back in and said, beautiful message, brought tears to my eyes. I am deeply moved. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sunny, for writing back.
Mm-hmm.
Linda from Alberta. Hello, Sacred Carrie and Adria. Hi, Linda. I have loved this uplifting show, especially the questions that were asked by the listeners today. My question is, why are many of us being guided to move at this time? Any guidance to draw in?
Good question.
Right? And any guidance to draw in our new sacred homes will be so appreciated. Happy Thanksgiving from Canada today. Yes, 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 yes. From
happy
Linda.
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. Yeah, so there's a practical reason for this. When you are in a home for some time, whether it's one a family ancestral home or it's a place that you rent or buy, that sort of circumstance doesn't matter so much. But when you live in the same place for a while and you create around you energetic impressions, also store-keeping memories in that place, and certainly there are all these identity reminders in the physical place, both energetic and physical things. Are reminding you who you are, what your preferences are, what your life story is, the things you've lived through to date, what your challenges are, what your joys are. And then when you come through a profound shift, as each of you has been in the last few years, could be feel intangible, but yet you know something is different in you. It feels refreshing to let go of all these reminders of who you have thought you are up until this moment. So that's where the impulse comes for many of you to let go of the living space that you're in so that you can feel more palpably the blank slate and feel more palpably the freedom. It's there even if you still continue to live in the same home the rest of your life. It's just one of the easier ways to drop a whole lot of false identification or, let's say, belief systems that were true for a long while but no longer need to apply. Changing dwelling is very, very fruitful in that sense to fast forward into understanding how new you are.
I love that response. And then her question, any guidance to draw in our new sacred home?
This is Raphael. Yes, again, start small. So in terms of time frame, for some of you, of course, there's this reasonable expectation, well, it would be better if I knew where I wanted to be for 20 years. But let's just put that reasonable expectation aside for now, for most of you, and say, well, what is it that I want in a home? Is it a certain size, like a bit smaller so it's more manageable financially, or is it a certain view out of the window so I can feel expanded or cozy and safe and warm? Is it proximity to some things or people that I love? Is it a certain color of the walls? So it really can be what's meaningful to you. Focus on that. Then when it appears, it's much easier to say yes to it. Because housing decisions above other kinds of decisions tend to be frightening for people because it feels like a big commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So if it matches what you have told the universe, instructed, oh, I want this, I want lavender walls and trees out the window, and then you see a house like that, then it feels a little more comforting, sometimes a little startling when it comes in so clear and true to what you wanted, but also then you know, oh, this is the reflection of my wish in the world. Do I still want it? Yes. Okay, great. Here it is. Do I not quite want that? Okay, well, let me wish for something else. It's okay, in other words, to pass by what you wished for that comes your way. You can change your mind. That's okay, too.
I love that. Linda, there you go. Beautiful questions. Maya from California said, beautiful vibes on the call today. I'm feeling much more grounded just by listening. Wonderful to hear that, Maya. May I ask if I have any gifts that I need to know about? Thank you and many blessings.
Yes, for you, this is Raphael. This is going to sound a little intangible, but we mean it quite concretely. For you to open your arms a little bit more to the universe, to the world, in other words, to expand your sense of yourself a little beyond yourself, that's where your gifts lie. You have been used to think of yourself more like a laser-focused tool or a conduit that's very specific, individual, and unique. So in this era with these energies, the more you can broaden yourself a little bit, feel how large your energetic field really is, that's going to give you the next clues into where to go next with the energetic gifts. Become a little wider.
Okay. Let's see. Where did I leave off? Sherry. Said a peace-filled call today. Beautiful transmissions throughout. I too have been feeling very tired physically, aches and pains throughout the body. Is there anything the angels can share with how to navigate this or what's going on? Love to all. Right back to you, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. At some moments, and for you, this is the case right now, when something leaves us, it feels more palpably real or on the surface, like when a pimple or a boil is coming out to heal or burst. It looks gross. It looks worse than it ever did. What's happening with my skin? Well, actually, something from 20 years ago, a toxin that was trapped, now feels free to get out. So for you, the achiness in the muscle joints is an old tiredness. It's not even from this lifetime. So it's something that's clearing out from you. Give it space to rest, we'd say. You might find what happens when you, instead of trying to control it, just lay down to rest, that even 20 minutes is enough. And it's not so much about this physical body being tired as it is about this tiredness clearing out from you. So it's a short-term phase. Not to worry so much about it. It doesn't need a fix. It is the fix. It's clearing. It's fixing itself.
I love that response. Sherry, I hope that you heard that. Thank you, Adria, by the way, for answering all these questions. I know I'm bringing up a lot, but I just feel they're so helpful for everyone. So
yeah, my pleasure.
So I'm going to go for a few more, if that's okay.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, another Linda from Hobart said, is there a way for us to be a clear vessel to better hear the angel messages for our highest good and most benevolent good for all, and also believe it in order to step fully forward with it? So a way to be a more clear vessel to hear the angel messages.
Yeah, so this is Adria. One part of this answer I want to ask the angels too, because I want to make sure this isn't just a self-serving answer. You know, those two questions you asked about believing it and also being a pure vessel, that series, the three-part workshop works on that really specifically. This is Raphael. Yes, that's not the only way. It's not that if you don't have the funds or the inclination to watch that many hours right now that you can't come into clarity and belief. But let's say it is very tangible now. So you want to look for tools that are going to take you into the physical self and the purity within the physical self. And the belief also comes from living, in your case, if you want to try it on your own here, just try something out. Say, this is different than I've ever believed. Is it actually possible? So you can test it like that in your case. You can test a new belief and see if it's possible and then decide if you want to take that on for a longer term.
Okay. Sorry, I was reading through more and listening at the same time. Thank you for that. Linda with a Y from Alberta wrote back in to tell you or to say thank you so much, beautiful Adrienne and Carrie. I now feel more loving and connected to myself to be aware of my next sacred waterfront home with deep pure love to you both. Oh, I love that, Linda. Love that for you. Nora from Victoria wrote back in, thank you so much, everyone, for your help. I love the concept of sampling life, the perfect guidance. Thank you. Agreed, Nora. Okay, I'm going to take Amara Jane's question. She's from New Zealand. Amara Jane, she has severe pain, exhausted from holding up her body all day, can't sit, pain in the coccyx area, or even travel in her car. Any advice from the angels about how to understand this and return to my body to normal?
Yes, this is Raphael. So the advice most clearly is to not return your body to normal. That's what's happening here, is you're resisting the influx of new energies and you're trying very, very hard to hold on to the safety zone of what you have known to be comfort in the physical body, what you have known your physical body to be. Your physical body, very, very naturally, the way, let's say, a butterfly turns into a cocoon and goo and then eventually a butterfly, right? Your physical body knows how to do this transition in the energies. You don't have to be on a workshop or a course. You don't have to sign up for a six-week plan. Your body is desperately trying to come into the new energy. And you, out of fear, perhaps not conscious, are desperately trying to hold on to the way it used to be, to stay a caterpillar, to follow the metaphor here. So if you can relax needing to control your body right now, it might want a little extra rest or want a little extra activity. You are going to still be able to work if you can relax and let it do what it needs to do. It's out of fear of thinking it's going to fail you entirely that you're holding it back from transitioning easily through this.
Mm-hmm. So there's resistance to the new normal, or establishing a new normal, you know, or creating a new normal for the body. That's what it sounds like, you know. And so, and people have written in about that. And so I'm going to kind of put all of this response into their questions. They're talking about resistance in the physical body and how to release that.
Yeah.
Can you add on to that a little bit more from the angels?
Yeah, they're asking me to put this in my words. So let's say you have a really strong pain in your knee or something. Just lovingly to focus on that. Not try to fix it right away. Again, we're talking about the metaphysical and big shifts here, so you always want to take your own medical advice to your doctor when you need to if you just broke your knee or something. But, you know, something's just not making sense medically, or it's hanging on for a long time, and this is the kind of questions we're talking about. So focus on that with love. You just want to listen to, do you have something to share with me? Are you something old that's clearing out? And you might not have the gifts right now to feel like you can listen and hear a specific answer, but you still, the way that if a sick baby had the flu, you know, you don't try to talk it out of having the flu. You don't try to tell it not to be sick right now because you're busy. You just love it, where it is and what it is. So with most of this sort of growing pains of the body into the new earth, sometimes you're going to want like a lot of sleep. And instead of trying to really worry, why did I need 10 hours of sleep? If you can, just sleep. You know, if you're really thirsty, drink some more water. If you're in a particular strange pain that doesn't make any sense, just sit with it and love that pain and just tell your knee, like, it's all right, I'm here. I'm paying attention to you. It's okay for you to be in pain right now. So acceptance of what's happening, it helps it move through so much faster.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for adding that in there. I think it's really important based on what I'm reading through here. So do one last one, and it's going to be from Sarah. She said, "Dear Adria and Carrie, thank you for you." Well, thank you for you, Sarah, and for being here. She says, "I have difficulty finding direction in my life. Why is that? Can I have some guidance from the angels?"
Yes, this is Raphael. So we want to lightly, in addition to the things we've said already about you creating your new directions, we want to lightly touch on the issue of mind control here. It's not that you personally who asked this question have a severe issue of mind control, but for many on this planet, in subtle and not so subtle ways, there are people telling you all the time, let's say an advertisement on the television, certain radio show, the very few scenarios that are allowed in movie scripts, they're telling you in subtle and not so subtle ways, these are your options, these are your choices. When you begin to become free of that, sort of see those things for what they are and not be so influenced by them, it can feel a little bit like a loss at first. Like, well, I'm waiting for the voice in my head to tell me what to do. What you really want, if you think about it a little more clearly, is to make choices, to have the freedom to just choose some things, change your mind, choose something else, and live the life that you want to live. So it's a bit of an adjustment, but it's coming out of subtle and not so subtle mind control into you being the voice that directs your life now.
Yes. Yes. I feel like we have covered so much, Adria, and I want to
My pleasure.
Bouncing around with all of us and all these topics that are so significant to us all. And I want to thank all of the angels and who have been with us as well and all of the messages. What a wonderful call. And so much praise and gratitude and appreciation coming through in our webcast for you. So I wanted to pass that along. Thank you for bringing it. I'm going to read a few just because I feel you need to hear this, Adria. Sherry said, "Oh, thank you so much. I'm breathing a huge sigh of relief. I will honor the healing process and allow instead of trying to fix. So much gratitude for today's call and always much, much love." Lindsay said, "Thank you for bringing through your encouragement and confirming words to what I've been feeling. I look forward to stepping forward on this new path." Maya said, "Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Adria and Carrie. You rock." You too, Maya. Linda from Hobart said, let's see. "Thank you for this beautiful call, ladies. It's so wonderful to connect and learn together in this gathering. Thank you so much." So I wanted you to feel, and there are more, but I want to start wrapping up here. I wanted you to feel the love flowing for you and for the messages here, Adria. So I hope
thank
that you.
Thank you, and I'm so excited for all of us.
Wonderful. Wow. Well, my dear, any final message for this beautiful audience and all these beautiful souls listening?
Just thank you. Thank you for the bravery to step in to ask your questions and to be willing to listen for a minute to something new. It takes a lot. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you all so much for the gift of your readiness, willingness, openness, your time, your love, your presence. It is a gift and an honor to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what stood out for you. Notice what shifted for you. Notice what's different. And then just open. Let the blessings flow to you. Open up to receive the benefits of everything that has been ignited here today. Remember that you are a sacred being, a creator being, a multidimensional master of light. And as I say each day, claim yourself as that. And of course, if you need support, that's why we do this show and we provide all these special offers. I hope that you will consider the wonderful offerings that Adria has put together for all of you, and to explore this even further with her. So just remember, everyone, you are brilliant, you are resilient, you're dearly loved, and you're certainly not alone. Thank you for joining us on this soulful, brilliant, wonderful adventure today. I am sending rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Bye, everybody.